From the CBS Bay Area studios, this is KPIX 5 News.
Happy Monday. It's a beautiful morning in the Bay, and we know why. The Warriors beat the Dallas Mavericks in a close game last night. We got fan reaction as Golden State is just one win away from the final.
Plus, a new week and a new red flag warning, the parts of the Bay Area with the highest wildfire risk.
And a taxi cab slams into people on a San Francisco sidewalk. Why police are calling the deadly crash a freak accident.
And a surge in COVID cases forcing a Bay Area school district to bust out those masks again. But for how long? We are live. Good morning to you. It's Monday, May 23rd. I'm Lynn Keys.
And I'm Amanda Starantino. We begin with the biggest story of the morning, that third Warriors win. The Dubs are now just one win away from going to the NBA Finals. They beat the Dallas Mavs in a nail-biter last night, 109 to 100.
And Jocelyn, you were out and about in the crowds last night. How you feeling this morning? We got to ask you.
You know, checking I'm not going to lie. I went to bed pretty late. I am feeling pretty tired this morning, but it was well worth it. It is a beautiful morning. You're always in a good mood when the Warriors win, especially when we're so close to the finals. And let me tell you, though, it was an away game, but the energy at Thrive City outside of Chase, it was something else. Fans were happy, to say the least. This here is Nita Hines. She was up throughout the game cheering on the Warriors. She got there early so she could have a front row seat, and she was confident.
I knew we could win this game. I have confidence in the Warriors. I knew that if we just played smart ball, didn't give up a lot of fouls, didn't throw away a lot of balls, play smart ball, we could win.
Yeah.
And we did it. I think the Warriors have a very good chance of sweeping this game.
Yeah, and we're all hoping so. A great win. And you know who else was pretty excited? Yeah, Justin Andrews right there. That was right after we had won. Hey, but before this, not going to lie, there were some nerves. It was a close one. Luka Doncic on the Mavericks finished with 40 points, but the Warriors showed up. Steph, Clay, Looney, and oh my gosh, Andrew Wiggins. I know we won't stop talking about that dunk anytime soon.
Bam.
But just an overall amazing performance. Guys, it was a fun one. Game four is on Tuesday. So yeah. I'm confident. Don't want to jinx it, but I am confident.
Okay. Are we going to see you Wednesday morning is the question.
You will, and I will be tired again. I will be tired again, but it's all well worth it, especially when they come out with a win.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, that basketball high. All right, Jocelyn, thank you so much. And many Dubs fans took a bow on social media following that dunk Wiggins had on Doncic. Reaction also poured in from NBA superstar Magic Johnson, tweeting, "Wiggins is playing the best basketball I've ever seen him play."
I mean, I don't blame them. It was great last night. We're going to turn now to weather and traffic, where the weather has been pretty great, too. Jessica, how's it looking?
That is so true. Starting off with a live look just from the Salesforce Tower cam, a beautiful sunrise for us this morning. Starting off very calm as we head into this work week. Daytime highs today will be a little bit above average, but current conditions right now still around 54 just near Oakland, 61 up in Santa Rosa area. So the sun is already up. Let's take a quick look at what we can expect for daytime highs today. We're really just sitting in the mid to upper 80s in our inland areas, and that's actually where the fire weather concern is at. We'll talk more about that coming up in just a second. But from our coast off into our bay, we're dealing with low to mid 60s, even upper 60s just near Sausalito as well as San Francisco. So let's dive into that red flag warning that the National Weather Service issued. This starts this morning at 11 a.m., extending all throughout the afternoon, ending tomorrow evening. And this is all due to low relative humidity mixed with the fact that we're dealing with an offshore flow, winds gusting anywhere up to 35 miles per hour. We'll highlight that more coming up in just a little bit, but for now, I want to toss it back over to you. Gianna, how are things going?
It's a Monday, so good morning. If you are getting ready to head out the door and hit the roadways, check this out. We've already got those brake lights building at the Bay Bridge, so hopefully you've got that coffee brewing and you're getting ready to head out the door. No crashes or incidents for that ride into San Francisco, but those metering lights were turned on at just about 20 minutes ago, so we're already seeing that Monday morning rush heading into San Francisco, and looks like things are getting busy along Highway 4 as well. Tracking a few brake lights westbound for commuters heading into Pittsburgh. You'll see some slow and go conditions through Bay Point as well. And there is a crash south 680 right at Willow Pass Road, causing just a slight backup there. That backup continues into the Altamont. Busy right here for super commuters. In fact, we'll look at this a little closer in my next report.
This morning, San Francisco police are investigating a deadly crash between a taxi cab and pedestrians. Police say it all happened on Mission and 3rd near the Yerba Buena Center for the Arts when a taxi crashed into another car, causing the cab to hit some people on the sidewalk there. Two women were killed and two others were injured. Police say it was a freak accident.
We rarely see any incidents like this in the downtown area, and especially at this time of the day. We will be working with the Municipal Transportation Agency to see if traffic and engineering could be a factor.
Now, police say drugs and alcohol do not appear to be factors, and no word yet if there was a passenger inside that taxi.
Wild video out of Reading where a bull took the show into the stands. This happened during the end of the bull riding event at the Reading Rodeo Friday night. Take a look at this. A bull bucks off its rider and continues to freely buck around before it jumped over the railing and into the crowd. Six people were struck and one person was sent to the hospital. Everyone, thankfully, is expected to be okay.
Thankfully. Turning now to the fire watch. This morning, the Quail Fire is now 85% contained. It started Saturday afternoon just outside Vacaville. It's burned around 135 acres so far. All evacuation orders have been lifted, so good news there. It is burning in the same area as the 2020 lightning fires. Cal Fire officials say they don't know what sparked the fire, but neighbors told us it was started by a weed whacker. People gathered in San Francisco's Castro District to celebrate the life of Harvey Milk.
The LGBTQ leader would have turned 92 years old on Sunday. Many said they're still grateful for all that the city supervisor did before his assassination in 1978. A friend who worked on Milk's campaign was at yesterday's event. She said it's hard to believe some of the same struggles remain for families and youth decades later.
We thought we had defeated these forces, and they're back with the same messages.
It's so important for us to, again, remember the words of Harvey Milk, hope will never be silent.
Vice President and former San Francisco District Attorney Kamala Harris used Harvey Milk Day to call for people to fight against hate. She tweeted a famous Milk quote, "It takes no compromise to give people their rights."